recording, correct?
I didn't look. I don't think so. No, I don't see.
One of the mishtatvim in the shir, Mr. Mark Frankel, contacted me last week and told me his son is not well at all. He's having surgery again on his brain tumor. So he asked that we should have in mind that the learning should be a schus for his son's refuah shleim. We learned the Gemara on Tzadik Amid Beis and on Yevamis. So we... The Gemara came to the conclusion, and the conclusion of the Bavli was that Beznin has the koyach to make Zeres de Rabbanon, to have the right to make Takonis, and they even have a right to make Xera to be oiker a mitzvah min ator b'shevi al tasa, like they made Xera, they were concerned, Shemei Avarenu d'alan amas b'shus haram, so they prohibited Tkiya Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Shechavias b'Shabbos, min haTorah, we're mechuyev to blow shofar even on Shabbos, but midrabbanan we're not allowed to. And many other cases like that. That was the top line on Tzadik Amid Beis. Oral Hazor, Izemel, Sad, Vitzitz, and Kips. That's a whole list of cases. But the Maskonas HaBavli was, Ekech Yerchachamim, they cannot be yoiker, Bekum Liasei. So the Shaila was, about 10 lines from the top, the Gemara quotes Toshma. We have situations where the Bezdin makes a gzera, and the oika dominator bikum biyasei, they allow an eshes ish to remarry. The Gemara has that case. So how can they allow that? Lo sinif is an aver bikum biyasei, and the maskanas haGemara is ein kerach biyal chachamim laka dominator bikum biyasei. So the Gemara raises the question, that there are so many takonas, the rabbanon, in the area of Dini Mominis, but really Reuven is entitled to the money, and they say he has to give the money to Shimon. So that's Lo Sigzol, Eikorach Laka B'Kum B'Yasei. So the answer is that Hefke Bezna Hefke, that doesn't pose a problem. Hefke Bezna Hefke is the mechanism whereby we say that there's no Akiris Dov Menator B'Kum B'Yasei.
Hefke Bezna Hefke, Derisa?
Hefke Bes Nehefke is the Raisa, right? And the Gemara in, here it's not here, the Gemara in Gittin, around Daf Lamed Zion, learns it out from various psukim. Hefke Bes Nehefke is a din deraisa. But here, by marriage, how can they allow the Eishes Ish to remarry? So the Gemara says, no, since called the Mekadosh Adaita, the Rabbana Mekadosh, Afkir Rabbani Kedush Meneh, the Chacham have the authority to be Mafkir the Kedush, and they declared they were never married in the first place. So we were discussing a little bit, what is it based on? It's a big chiddush. What is it based on? So there is a Gemara in Bava Metzia, in the Tzadiks, around Tzadik Vava, so where the Gemara has a discussion, the Chachamim made a takana that the Baal is entitled to teres nichsi melug of the wife. So what happens if the wife has something that really belongs to Hegdish, then the husband is going to take it, and he's going to be nana from it, and he's going to be in violation of Me'ila. So the Gemara says, who will be, and because of the Takana de Rabbanon, of Tzchus Peres Nechsem Aluk, so that's what enables the husband to take this thing. He didn't realize that, the wife didn't realize it's Hegdish, he didn't realize it was Hegdish. The Chachamim say, take it and use it and make money on it. So the Gemara says, who should be in violation of Me'ila? Me'ila is one of the three exceptions to the rule where we say, Yesh Shalich L'Dvar Ve'er. Usually the rule is, Ein Shalich L'Dvar Ve'er. If I send you to be Mechal Shabbos, so I'm not Chayiv, you're Chayiv for being Mechal Shabbos. But by Me'ila, if I invite you to my home and I give you cookies and you eat them, and then it turns out that they were Hegdish, so the host is a violation of Mila, even though the host didn't eat the cookies of Eidish. The guest ate them. So by Mila we say, Yeshalech Adaver. So the Gemara asks over there, who should be in violation of Mila? So the Gemara says, should the Bezdin be in violation of Mila? Because they're the ones who told the husband that he can take all the things that the wife has. He can take all the money. He can take and get benefit from it. Nimulu Bezdin. So Rashi, there's a famous Rashi in that Gemara. So Rashi writes, whenever there's a takana de rabbanon in the area of dini mamonis, and it's an issue of loisigzol, how can the bezin say Reuven has the right to the money, but Shimon's money? So Reuven's got to take the money. It's loisigzol. Sakir is dab ben ater v'kum liyaseh. The answer is no hefke bezin hefke. So who is mafke the mamon? Rabbi Gamliel, Hillel. Who is mafke? Let's say they made a takana of prusbol. So Hillel made a takana of prusbol. Hillel died 2,000 years ago, almost 2,000 years. He's mafke my mamon? Can he? He can't be mafke adovish labali yonam. So how is Hillel mafke my mamon? He wasn't alive today. How can he be a mafke? So Rashi writes on that Gemara, bezin shebechol dor v'dor. Hefke bezin hefke is what enables the chachamim to make a takana de rabbana to change the skus mamon. But it's not Hillel. It's not Rabbi Gamliel. It's not Rabbi Akiva made the hefke bezin. Rabbi Akiva recommended that the bezin shebechol dor v'dor should be mafke mamon in this case. And the bezin shebechol dor v'dor is mafke the mamon. That's how Rashi writes over there. So that's what the Sri Yesh quotes from the Ravon. Apparently he didn't have a Ravon. So someone sent him a letter. And he said, wow, I never heard of this. Could you please send me a copy of the... So they sent him a Xerox copy of what the Ravon wrote. So the Ravon writes, Afkin Rabbani Kedush Menei, who is mafke the Ishus? Called the Mekadosh Adaita, the Rabbani Mekadosh, someone that gets married this year, Tosh. Someone gets married tonight, tomorrow night. They get married. Adaita the Rabbana, Adaita, which Rabbana? Not Adaita Rabbi Akiva, Adaita the Rabbi Gamma. Adaita of the prominent Rabbanim in our generation. Afkin Rabbanim the Kedushim in there, the Rabbanim in our generation. Amafkir the Kedushim. So the Rabban says that this kind of a din, this appears in Shas in a few places. Afkir Rabbanim Kedushim in there. On the margin, they say it's in Ksubis and Boba Basra and Igitna, Lekamon, if you have less than 10 places. A few cases where the Gemara says they declared that an Eish HaSish is permitted to remarry because they declared the whole marriage was null and void in the first place. So who declared that it's null and void? So the Rabban says the Beis Din in our generation declares. And then he adds on, and since we don't have any one central Beis Din in our generation, so all these dinim that are based on Afkenu don't apply Bizman HaZeh. Well, what are you going to say? Maybe today said people are mine, the chief rabbi in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe. But for many generations, when the Ravon was alive, there was no century. Ravon lived in the days of Rabbeinu Tam. Rashbam used to correspond with the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rashbam. There was no central rabbinate that you can say, whoever gets married has in mind, Adaita Rabbana, Aldaz Dad Rabban. So he has a chiddush that this whole din doesn't apply. And every time the Gemara has a takana, the Rabbanan, also you're going to say, it's the Bezdin in our generation that's Makir, the Mammon, Hefker, Bezna, Hefker. And since there's no central bezin, so all the dinim, the rabban and the mammon is don't apply bezman is a. Never heard of that. That can't be. So why should it only be afkin rabban? It depends on the central bezin. Every hefke bezin, every takon and mammon shouldn't apply bezman is a. It's a problem. It's a problem. Anyway, this is a famous gemara. It's a problematic gemara. So the gemara asks, only Rabbi Yehuda Rav Ashi, he raises a question. I can understand. This is Nicha. I understand how they can declare that even though the couple is married, the Rabbanim, we say the marriage is null and void, they're not married. I can understand that. If Kodesh Bekaspa, Abakodesh Bebia, Maika Lameimar, only Kedusha Kesav, I understand. Why does he understand by Kedusha Kesav that Bezin can cancel the marriage? So Rashi quotes the two pshatim. So Rashi gives his own pshat, and then he quotes the pshat that he doesn't like. So Rashi's own pshat is, Tenech b'kodesh b'kaspa, if a man is mekadesh b'kesef, so the ring has to belong to him, he has to give it over to the kalish that belongs to her. Hefke bezna hefke. So the bezna says, if you're mekadesh and isha, and something came up, and they want to declare that the marriage is null and void, so they're mafke the ring, so it didn't belong to the chosen, when he gave it to the kala wasn't kohen, so there was no kedusha kesef. By Kedusha Kesef, you need the ring should belong to the chosen, should give it over to the kala. So they declared Hefke Bezna Hefke. So in other words, it's not Hafkina Abana Kedusha Minei. It's not called the Mekadosh Adai Derabban. It's really Hefke Bezen Hefke. There are two other ways to be Mekadosh, either Kesef or Shtar Abia. So Kodesh Bebia Ma'ikan Amenu. What if he didn't use Kedusha Kesef? So then you can't say Hefke Bezen Hefke. That's how Rashi and Tosfos learn. Yeah, so this is also problematic. What do you mean? The Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, was Mafka the ring. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel died 2,000 years ago. He was Mafka the ring. How does that work? How can you be Mafka the ring? The ring didn't exist. It wasn't made till 50 years ago, till we got married. So how can it be Mafkia? It's a problem. So Ben Tosfos has this idea here in Yavamis, in a few Masechtas. We spoke about it already last year, before the summer. Tosfos says, "Ekoch biyad chacham lakadav manatar bikum biyasei." However, if it's a dov hadoyma, then yes, because Tosfos understands al pi pashtus eidechot by meis barla. That's what the sugya, the whole parak began with that. Manatar, you really need two eidim to testify that the husband is dead and the wife is allowed to be married, because it's a dov should be over to determine whether they're married or not married. It's a dov should be over. So the chachamim were mekel that eidechot is good. So how could they be mekel? That's the implicit problem here. The Gemara never spells it out. That's the implicit problem. How can they permit the Eish HaSish to remarry? If Menatar she's an Eish HaSish, how can they allow her to violate Lo Sinov? So the Gemara says, it's a milsa d'abir l'gluye lo mishakrin. She's a milsa d'abir l'gluye is a different story. Milsa d'abir l'gluye, for example, the Gemara says, let's say a nochri is selling eggs. So if the eggs come from a hen, so hen's eggs are kosher. If the eggs come from an eagle, then the eggs are treif, because the eagle is a treif, a bird. The Gemara understands the pasuk bas hayano. It doesn't mean the female ostrich is also, and the male ostrich is mutter. Bas hayano means beitzah soif tomei. If the ostrich lays an egg, since the ostrich is a treif, a bird, so the eggs that it develops are also not kosher. Ayotze mena toher toher. The milk that comes from a kosher animal is kosher. Milk that comes from a non-kosher animal is also bachilu. So the eggs that come from a non-kosher bird are also bachilu. So how can you? But a nochri doesn't have the manas to say that these are kosher eggs. A nochri doesn't have to keep kosher. So one who doesn't observe kashrus, one who's not obligated to observe, a kosher ala dovel adonav lamida. The nochri doesn't have the manas. How can I rely on? I go to the A&P. I buy a dozen eggs. How do I know that it's hen's eggs? Maybe it's eagle's eggs. So the Gemara says, no problem. You're going to crack open the egg. When you look on the outside, you can't always tell what kind of a bird it came from. But when you crack it open, you can tell. There are ways to tell whether it's from a kosher bird or a non-kosher bird. So the Gemara says, it's the chambil sedavid legluy. I'm going to buy the eggs from the nochri. I don't trust him. When I come home, I'll crack it open, I'll see whether it's kosher treif. So the nochri is not going to tell a lie. He knows that it'll be caught in the lie. In 5 minutes, the customer's going to buy the eggs, take it home, open up. It's a vadois that he's going to catch him in the lie. Then I'm going to call all my friends and tell them, don't buy eggs in the A&P over here. They're selling treif for eggs, so they're going to lose all the business. So since it's a milsa d'avir l'gluy, it's a vadois that the customers will chap them in a lie. So he's not going to tell a lie. People are not going to tell a lie. He can get caught red-handed in the lie. But over here by Meis Baila, who says that it's a vadois that the Eidecha comes and he says Meis Baila? It's a vadois that the husband, if the husband is alive, it's a vadois, the husband will show up. Maybe he went to a different continent. Maybe he's never going to come back. It happened after the war. People remarried. And then years later, when their grandchildren were getting married, they found out that the husband was still alive. They found each other way later. It's not about those that you're going to find out right away. So it's not, in truth, it's not really a milsa d'avir l'gluy. So that's what Tosfos says. It's a dover hadoyma. The Chachamim packaged it in such a way that it sounds like it's a din d'oraisa, but in truth it's not. It's yeshkach ve'achachamim lakadov menator bikum ve'yasei, also if it's a dover hadoyma. So that's perhaps what Tosfos understands over here. Tenech the Kodesh b'kaspo. If the man was Mekadosh and Isha b'kesef, so Rabbi Shimon Gamliel declares that the Kiddushin is not valid. What do you mean? Shimon Gamliel died 2,000 years ago. How can he be Mafker? He can't be Mafker Dovash Lavolion. We won't go into the details. It's based on Hefke Bezna. It's not really legitimate. It can't be Hefke Bezna Hefke. So Dovash Lavolion, how can Rabbi Gamliel be Mafker? So that's what they say, according to Tosfos. But it was packaged by the Gemara. The Gemara presents it as if it were a din deraisa. That's how the Tosfos has in a few mesichtas like that. Chazon Ish is very upset about that Tosfos. He says that's conservative Judaism. Huh? That's what the conservative rabbinate. They say that it's pikuach nefesh if you don't drive to shul on Shabbos. Because it's not pikuach haguf, it's pikuach hanefesh. You have to maintain Jewish identity if you don't come to shul. So you're allowed to drive to shul and not pikuach nefesh. Baba Meisen says it's not true. But you can package anything as if it's a din deraisa. How can that be pshat in Tosfos? So the Chazon Ish reinterpreted Tosfos. A shver in Tosfos.
Rabbi, to require two edim. And we went easy on the Aguna. Why do we require two Edom to begin with? Isn't that a Chumrah? If we characterize that as a Chumrah, then we could say under different circumstances, we're not going to be Machmir.
Yeah, but we assume it's not.
Why not one should be enough?
Right, so that's what we explained. There are two Psukim, one Pasuk, Al Pishnai Edom, Al Pishnai Edom, Yom HaSameis. The Dinam Nefashis needs two Edom. Then there's another pasuk in the same sedra. Al pishnei edim, al pishleish edim, yakum dover. You might say yakum dover goes on mominus. Then there's exereshav dover dover mimomin. It says kimotze bo ervas dover. The man is married and his wife had an affair with someone else, and he ascertained kimotze bo. He ascertained that she was mezana, so he has to divorce her. Kosel no sefer krisa. How did he ascertain? So the Gemara says based on two edim, because he learned exereshav dover dover mimomin. There it says Kimatzba Erbaz Dov, and there it says Yokum Dover. So the Gemara assumes that it's not a Chumah. The Gemara assumes that's a real din deraisa. You need Shnei Edim, Bein Lahakal, Bein Lahachma. If you have Eid Echad, it's not even a Suffolk. If you have an Eid Echad, it says the woman is married, the woman is not married. It's not even considered a Suffolk. So you need two Edim.
In those Beferish, you cannot characterize that as a Chumah. I mean, logically, you can say, why not one Eid?
No, one eight is Eid Echad Nelem B'Yisurim. And he said, Veheta Eid Echad is good, but this is Dovah Shebi Erba. Dovah Shebi Erba, there are four categories, Mominus, Nefoshes.
So the Chumra is the Din.
Yeah, that is the real Din. Sometimes it's a Kula, sometimes a Chumra, sometimes a Kula. Let's say Eid Echad comes and says, the woman is an Eishus Ish. It's not even a Suffolk Eishus Ish. If you have only Eid Echad, it's not even a Suffolk. Or a man is married to his wife and Erech comes and says, I know for a fact that they got divorced and they're not married to each other and not allowed to live together. It's not even a suffix. If you have Erech and a Dov Shebeerva, it's nothing. Erech doesn't count at all. It's not even a suffix. It's a real din. Bein l'kul d'men l'chumra. It's not called a bira by Dov Shebeerva unless you have two Eid.
Would Chazon Ish have the same problem with the Pesach of the Yerushalmi that we say the Kumbi Whatever you would answer for Yerushalmi, you would answer for
Tosfos. No, Tosfos is working within the Bavli. The Bavli's maskan is a kach lach of
the Kumbi.
I understand,
but would the Chazon Ish say that Yerushalmi makes absolutely no sense?
No, the Yerushalmi holds that the pasuk that says has the pasuk Mishmarta mis Mishmarti. Bezna has a right to make Xeris and Takanas and so on. Even the Kumbi Aseh, even Lakadav,
the
Kumbi Aseh.
The only problem with Tosfos is explaining the
Bavli. Right.
Explaining the Yerushalmi, there'd be no problem.
Okay, I don't think so. But if you assume like the Maskonas are Bavli, that you can't say lak enkoch lak avikum yasei, so what kind of Bavamaisis is this? That if you can package it, that it sounds like a din deraisa, very shver, very shver. Rav Soloveitchik, he never spoke about that thesis. He avoided that. He assumed that all of these dinim, he assumed afkin rabban kedushim and emis rachachamim. The Gemara has learned Mishum Iguna Kila Bei Rabbanon. How do you translate Mishum Iguna? We're Mekel on the Aguna. So he said because there was a problem of Igun, so the Chachamim established the Bezdin and they sat Shimon Akim and they sat the Yom of Alayla to try to figure out a Kula, and then they worked out a Kula on the level of Deraisa. They didn't invent the new Din. He says whenever the Mishum Iguna Kila Bei Rabbanon means it's a Din Deraisa that we're Mekel. It's a really Eid Echad is really Nema Menatayra. That's how he assumed. He didn't think that it's a din derabban. I think he thought like the Chazon Ish. He just never discussed the Tosfos. He didn't think that was pshat in the Gemara.
So daika mitzvah.
Right, daika. The Gemara has either one svara daika mitzvah, the other svara is milsa davir leglui. So both of them are not really considered 100% on the level of their ice, according to Tosfos. It's all midirabban. Eidecha by mezbah is only midirabban. Eis enkoach laka bikumbi, I'll say. So they say, Bedover Hadoima. Rashi says, How is Eirecha Demram by Meis Bazer? Rashi says, Abkir Abani Kedushim Minei. That's how Rashi writes in Masechus Shabbos. Abkir Abani Kedushim Minei. But Tosa doesn't say like Rashi.
Is Nesu'in only Tofes when in a place where you already had Kedushim? In other words, you know, because after the Kedushim, whether it be immediately or a year later, you have Nesu'in, you have whatever, Chopo. So that's only Tofes if you have kosher Kedushim?
Yeah, Kedushim means you make your Eshes Ish. Nesu'in is not a separate kidney. Nesu'in just means now she's an Eshes Ish, but they sabal. Erisin, Kiddushin, Erisin is an Eshes Ish, Shalom Be'Beis Abba, and Nisuin is merely Hachnasa L'Rishuso, and changes the status from an Eshes Ish, Shalom Be'Beis Abba, to be considered an Eshes Ish
with
Beis Abba. It's not really a separate thing, it's just Hachnasa L'Rishuso. That's why there's so many different opinions. How do you do Nisuin? It's not a Kenyan, just an act of Hachnasa L'Rishuso. So this is how Rashi and Tesis learn. Rashi and Tosfos learn Tenech the Kodesh Pekaspa because it's based on Hefke Bezna Hefke. So that's the Shaila. Who's Hefke? The Bezna in our generation is making the Hefke. That's the Rashi in Bob Metzia around Tzadik Zayin or so. What does mean the Bezna from 2,000 years ago? Bezna 2,000 years ago is a problem. It's very Gemara. Yeah.
Can you
tell
us if someone's
Mekadesh Shalad Abbedin? Sure, they're the Pashto says that it is. Last week we explained what it means. That in all in Yoni Kedusha, it's up to the Bezin to has to be done with the approval of the Bezin. To be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, you need the approval of the Bezin. When you donate money to the Beis Hamikdash, Tosfos points out the Gemara in the last paragraph in Ksuba says a whole discussion. What do you do with the leftover money for the Machzor Hashekel? So the Gemara says they pay the Malamdei Tinoikos and they pay the Rabbanim who teach the Kohanim how to do. How to do kmitza? How to do the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash? So Tosfos asks, but what do you mean? They take the money of Hegdash and they give it to the Talmid Chachamim in Yerushalayim. It's meila. You can't take money of Hegdash and use it for your own purpose. So Tosfos paraphrases the Loshon HaGemara. Gemara says whoever gets married called the Mekadosh Adaita the Rabban Mekadosh. So Tosfos paraphrases call a Magdish Adaita the Rabban Magdish. Whoever donates Machzus HaShekel is Magdish Al Das HaRabbanim. They seem to have extended it to every union of Kedusha. The Mishnayos have, we mentioned this, the Mishnayos have, how do you determine which Sfarim belong in the Kisra HaKodesh in the Tanakh, which not? So the Tanoim decided, a prerequisite, it has to be written Baruch HaKodesh, but that's not automatically. Just because the book was written Baruch HaKodesh doesn't automatically become a Chelek of the Tanakh. The Bezna has to declare. So Kedusha Sa'aretz and Kedusha HaKarbonis, Kedusha Zegdash. So in Ishus also, even though the Gemara says on the first daf in Kiddushin, Arei Mekudeshesli is a Lishnan de Rabbanon, it's not a biblical expression. Biblically say Areat Ishte, Areat Arisasi, Areat Nisuasi or something. It's a Lishnan de Rabbanon, but the concept is a concept there, I said. That's what the Achrenim say. When a couple gets married, there is a Jewish marriage, an element of Kiddush is introduced into their lives. Yeah. So all in Yoni Kedusha have to have the approval of the Bezin. And even if the person is violating the Dinim Derabbanim, even if he's violating Dinim Deraisa, let's say a Kohen is Mekadosh HaGrusha, man is Mekadosh HaChai V'Lav, and Imam Zev, so Din is Kedusha Natovson, even though clearly is against what the Chachamim want. That's what the Tesis in Bava Basra points out. Where is it? Adach Mem Ches, they point out. We say, Adaita Derabbanim Mekadosh, even if he didn't, even if he clearly didn't have a mind of Dr. Rabban, he couldn't care less what the Rabban say. He's violating what they say. The Rabban still have authority to cancel Kiddushin. It's a Chiddush.
How do they have authority in that case?
We assume that there's a halacha that all one pshat would be all in Yoni Kiddusha have to have the approval of the Bezin. Tanakh and Eretz Yisrael and Kiddusha Samigdosh, Karban, everything has to have the approval of the Bezin. So if the Bezin doesn't approve, so it's not chal.
Why don't we say Shulchus HaGodinim?
Mean Shulchus HaGodinim. We today should have the ability to be, okay. According to that, Rashi maybe do so. Rashi and Bob Metzia and Dav Tzadik Zayin. He says whenever there's a din of Hefker, Bezin Hefker, it does mean the Bezin from 2000 years ago. It means the Bezin of our generation. Why we don't have any Smichus, and maybe it is based on Shulchus HaGodinim. Could be that it is, yeah.
In our case, the Kedushin was done
was done properly. In other words, there was no issue in Kedushin. It was the get that was the business of Rabbi
Osai. Right. So that's what they declared. And if the case will come up that after 75 years of marriage, the husband will give such a get that's no good men haTorah, so the Chacham will declare, but the wife won't realize it, so the Chacham declare that the whole marriage was not valid in the first place. How can you do that? How can you do that? That's very questionable. It sounds like it's a Hefke Bezna, sounds like it's a Dova HaDoima. Sounds like Hefke Bezna, Hefke, but how can they really be Hefke Bezna, Hefke? It's problematic. Anyway, that's how Rashi and Tesis learn. Tenech the Kodesh Bekaspo, that I would understand because it's Hefke Bezna, Hefke, but if he was Mekadesh Mishtara, the Biyah, Ma'ika the Man, Amar says, no, still, Hefkin Abani Kedusha Minei. But then Rashi quotes another Pshat, which he's not happy with. Rashi says, Tos Godel Hu Biyodim. Rashi quotes the other Pshat later on the Omran. Tenech is the Amri, Tenech the Kosh Bekashba, because Kedusha Kesev is only the Rabbanim. Kedusha Shtar, Kedusha Bia is the Raisa, and Kedusha Kesev is only the Rabbanim. Rashi and Ksubis writes, Rabbi Time Yeforshim, it's from the Rabbeinu Gershom. We don't have the Rabbeinu Gershom printed on the side of the Gemara, Boba Basra, on Dafram Chesed. That's what the Rabbeinu Gershom was. And Rashi refers to him. He lived in Germany before the days of Rashi. Rashi refers to Rabbeinu Gershom as Rabbi Yisai Meforshim, that Teinach the Kodesh Bekaspa, he said, Ein Koach Biach Acham Lakadov Ben HaTorah Bikum Yaseh. But if they're going to be Yoke, but then the Rabbanon, that's called Hey Mama Ve Hey Mama. So then they can even be Yoke Bikum Yaseh. So that's what the Gemara meant, Teinach the Kodesh Bekaspa, because Kedusha Kesev is only the Rabbanon. So Rashi says, how can it be? If a woman is an Eshu Sish, because of, today we only do Kedusha Kesev, we give a ring, Shove Kesev, Ki Kesev. So if a woman is mizane, they get the einish misa. You don't give einish misa if the whole kiddushin is only chalmei derabbana. It's only make believe isha. So that's where Rashi tain is. So when the Rambam present, the Rambam also had this. Kesem Mishnah writes on the side of the Rambam. The Rambam also had the tradition that that's the pshat in the Gemara. But he didn't understand that it means kiddushin kesem is derabbana. The Rambam writes kiddushin shtar and kiddushin bia is Torah Shebichsav. And Kedusha Kesev is Dibre Sofim, which means Torah Shebalpeh. It doesn't mean it's Midrabban, it means it's only Torah Shebalpeh. So that's how the Rambam, the Ges Mishnah, points out at the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, first page. That's how the Rambam read the Gemara. The Rambam understood, the Maskanos HaGemara is, Ein Kerach B'Achachamim Lakadar Min HaTorah B'Kum B'Yaseh. What does it mean, the word Min HaTorah? So the Rambam understood, if it's Torah Shebichsav, but if it's only a din, the raisa, that's only known through the Torah Shabbat Peh, that's Yesh Koach Laka Rafila Bekum Biyase. Ah, fantastic, Chiddush. That's the Kesem Mishnah says like that. The Rambam got it from this Gemara, that the Rambam writes, the opening Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, that you have Kiddushi Biyah, Kiddushi Shtar is Dvar Torah, that's Torah Shabbat Chzad. And Kiddushi Kesev is only Dibre Sofim Torah Shabbat Peh. And he got it. The Rambam's usually quoting Gemaras, they're quoting Tosefta's or Yerushalmi's or Chuvas Agayim or something. So here he's quoting the Gemara. Why did the Rambam say he's quoting this Gemara? That Kedusha Kesev is Torah Shabbat Peh. So that's Yesh Koach Laker, Afil Bikum V'Yaseh. You have the first, the Prima Godim wrote the whole introduction to Orachaim. It's called the Psicha Kalelis Torachaim. It's really the general introduction to all of Torah Shabbat Peh. So he calls it Psicha Kalelus Torachaim. So this is the first long essay that he has. He discusses what is the difference, whether something is part of Torah Shebichsav or Torah Shebal Peh, what are the differences? So he quotes a whole bunch of differences. Quotes a whole bunch. There's a famous Rambam in Hilchos Treifas. The Rambam says there are 18 different categories of Treifas. There are 70 Treifas, however you count. So many different kinds of Treifas. So the Rambam says, but the only treifas that says explicitly in Chumash is a basa basada treifa lo sachel. What does that mean? That's drusa. If an animal, a bigger animal, a larger animal, attacked this little sheep and scratched it by the neck. So if it's a drusa, then it's a treifa lefi pshut of shamikra. And you have, if the animal has a sirch on the lungs, it has a hole in the heart, a hole in the intestines, or a broken leg or something, that's the Torah Shabbat Peh says that too is included in the Pasuk, but the Pshuto Shamikra only refers to Jusa, when it was attacked by a bigger animal. So the Rambam writes, therefore, when it comes to a Sufik Drusa, we're Machmer. When it comes to other Sufik Trefis, we're Mekel. So the Taz quotes this in Yerideya, beginning of Sim Alamites, the beginning of Ilchas Trefis. He doesn't know what the Rambam is referring to. Where do you have a din in the Rambam or anywhere, for that matter, that you're Machmer more in Drusa than in the other Trefis? He's not sure what the Rambam is referring to. But that's what the Rambam writes. You're Machmer more in something that's Torah Shebichsav than in something that's only known to Torah Shebalpeh, even though Torah Shebalpeh is also Deraisa. Then the Prima Gaon quotes more Marmakimus like that. He quotes a Yerushalmi. There's a discussion. A Kohen is not allowed to be Metamei LeMeisim, and a Nozer is not allowed to be Metamei LeMeisim. So what if you have, but a Kohen is allowed to be Metamei to the seven relatives, a Nozer not even allowed to be Metamei to the seven relatives, only to a Neis Mitzvah. But a Kohen Gadol is the same as a Nozer. Kohen Gadol is also not permitted to be Metamei even to the seven relatives, only to a Neis Mitzvah. So the Mishnah Nozer has a discussion. The Kohen Gadol with the Nozer are walking together on the highway, and there's nobody else around, nobody has a cell phone, and they bump into a dead body. And you don't need both of them to bury. That's a Meis Mitzvah. There's nobody there to bury the dead body. You don't need both of them to be Metamei to the Meis. One of them could do it without the other one. So someone has to violate his din, someone has to bury the Meis. So the din is, whenever you have to violate, let's say you have to, a person is in deathly sick and he has to eat food in order to save his life, and the choices, all the choices are trefer food. So which trefer food should he eat? So if one food is chelev and one food is nevela, so chelev has an isa kares and nevela only has an isa lav, so the Gemara has in the end of the Yuma, machilem osa hakal akal tchila. You violate the lesser of the two averas. The Gemara has a whole sugya. How do you establish, how do you determine which is called hakal akal tchila? So there's such a sugya and nozer, Mishnayis, and also a discussion in the Gemara. The two are walking on the highway, the Kohen Gadol with the Nozer, they have the same level. If you have a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyot walking together, so the Kohen Hedyot's prohibition against being Metame is not as chomer as the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Hedyot has a heter to be Metame to the Zaykroivim and the Meis Mitzvah. The Kohen Gadol only has a heter to be Metame to this Meis Mitzvah. So you tell the Kohen Hedyot to be Metame. If you have a Kohen Gadol and a Nozer, it's a Machlokes HaTanan, who's considered more chomer. So there, the Prima Gaon quotes, there's a Yerushalmi. What if one person is a normal Nozir based on the Parsha and the Chumash? Kabbalah Mizdiris for 30 days, for a year, normal Nozir, at the end of the time, he's got to bring Karbonis and be Potter. That's a regular Nozir based on Torah Shebichsav. And the other one is Mekabel Nozir, he accepts upon himself to be a Nozir Oilam. Nozir Oilam doesn't exist in Chumash. Nozir Oilam is a Halacha Moshe Sinai, that such a thing exists. So he's only a Nozer based on Halacha Moshe Mizin. The other one's a Nozer based on what it says in the Chumash. So Yishalmi says the one who's a Nozer, Lefi Torah Shebichsav, is more chomer than the one who's only a Nozer through the Torah Shebalpeh. And he quotes Kohen Avachen, he keeps on quoting more and more Marmakimus. That whatever it says in Torah Shebichsav is considered more chomer than it did in their eyes, which is only known through the Torah Shebalpeh.
But in this case, with Kohen Gadol and a Nozer, so each one has a mitzvah. So why do we say to bury the mitzvah? So why do we say that it should be whoever is in the lower or whatever? They should both run. Whoever is first, like any mitzvah, that's the one that gets to do it.
The Gemara assumes otherwise. Maybe there's such a Tana. I don't know, but it's not quoted in the Bavli. The Bavli only has a machlokes HaTanaim. The din is you don't need both to violate it. Whoever has the lesser iser is akal akal tchila. Whenever you have to violate an iser, so you violate the lesser of the two.
But here it's a mitzvah. It's not violating a mitzvah. It's doing the mitzvah.
Is it dechuya or hutra? Dechuya. Yeah, it's based on dechuya. Yeah. Whenever it's dechuya, try to minimize. Yeah. Correct. Yeah. In fact, the Prima Gaon there, when he quotes all these marmakamis, he quotes a very fascinating Mordechaya Megillah. Quotes from the one of the Bali Atayis, Esther Kasha. We have a common practice in the summertime that we daven when Mekabel Shabbos early, and we say Kiddush when the sun is still shining, during this Zman HaTosefer Shabbos. So, how do you know that such an institution of Tosefer Shabbos? So, there's one opinion that it's only Halachal Moshe Mesinai. It's learned out from Esther Netiyas. There's a din of Tosefer Shemitah. Before Shemitah begins, you have to be Moshe Mechoev Avakodesh. Shemitah is a year that has Kedusha. So if it applies to the Shnas HaShemitah, you have to be Moisim Mechor. Okay, it applies to every Shabbos and every Yom Tov and to Yom Kippur. Fine. So one, that's one opinion in the Gemara. Tosefta Shabbos in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes. Tosefta Shabbos is learned that from the din of the Halach HaMoshe Mesinai of Esenetis, which is Halach HaMoshe Mesinai Bashemitah. So the Mordechai quotes this Kasha that reciting Kiddush is a Chiyah based on Torah Shebichsav. Because it says Zachar and Zachar Yom Shav Katshai. Zachar doesn't mean remember, it means mention the Kedusha Sayyam Yom Shabbos. You should recite Kiddush. And the Rambam counts it in the Sefer Mitzvahs that you have to recite Kiddush, and then the Rambam asks, but I myself postulated a rule, you only include in the Minyan Mitzvah something which is Torah Shebichsav. Whatever is only a drasha of Torah Shebaal Peh, you don't include. So why am I including Kiddush? Isn't that Torah Shebaal Peh? So he says, no. The Gemara tells us, Noshim Chayavis, the Kiddush Ayam Dvar Torah. Kozach V'shama, Kosh Yesh Nemesham, Yesh Nemezahar. So the Rambam says, what do those two words mean, Dvar Torah? Noshim Chayavis, the Kiddush Ayam Dvar Torah. So he says, I don't know how he knows this. Dvar Torah means Pshuto Shel Mikro. Means that it's Torah Shebichsav. Does mean that it's Torah Shebaal Peh. So reciting Kiddush is Torah Shebichsav. So that's what the Mordechai is bothered with Akasha. If the chiyuv, the obligation to recite Kiddush is Torah Shebichsav, and you have to, his assumption is that you can only recite Kiddush on Shabbos, but Tosefa, the whole institution of Tosefa Shabbos, only known through the Torah Shebaal Peh. So how can you be Yotze reciting Kiddush during this man of Tosefas? Torah Shebaal Peh is on a lower level than Torah Shebichsav. Like Mishenim B'chuy B'dover, Emotia Sarab Yadechai Vosim. So if you have a cotton, there's only B'chuy B'derabonim to do a mitzvah, he can't recite Kiddush for his mother, because the mother is B'chuy B'natar, the cotton is only B'chuy B'derabonim. So how can we be Yotze Kiddush doing this man of Tosefes? A whole fancy kasha. Then he gives a fancy answer, I know, a problematic answer. But he quotes so many, the Prima Gadim, and Psych HaKalos, quotes so many Marmachimus, the Psa Yisoy, that it both did in their Isa. But a din deraisa that's Torah Shebichsav is considered more chomer than a din deraisa that's only Torah Shebaal Peh. A big chiddush. So that's this gemara that afkin rabbani kedushim minay. There is such a
What happens to the bludim, the children, if the rabbunim afkin from the nochreya?
Yeah.
So the kids are mamzerim.
No. By the nochrim, they consider that an illegitimate child that was born out of wedlock. By us, it's not a nice thing. A single girl has an affair, she has a baby, but the child is not considered illegitimate. It's just the same as everybody else. A mamzer is only if it's chavikrisis, if it's an iser arayas. But just because it comes out that they were never married, the child is not illegitimate.
All the Yudgimel Midrash, are considered about
that? Torah Shebaal Peh, the Pashtus is, So Rashi understood Rabbi. So Rashi understood the Rabbeinu Gershom, the main tenech the Kodesh Bekaspa, the Kedusha Kesem was only the Rabbanan. So the Kesem Mishnah says no. The Rabbos of Sharashi meant what the Rambam called Divrei Sof, and Divrei Sof means Torah Shebaal Peh, a din that was developed by the Chachamim, a din deraisa that was developed by the Chachamim. That's based on the Yud Gimel Midrash. It is a din deraisa, but it's a lower level of a deraisa. So we say Yesh Kach B'Yach Chachamim. Lakadover Torah Shebaal Peh Bikum Biaseh. Only Lakadover Min HaTorah. Min HaTorah means Torah Shebichsav. But if it's only Torah Shebaal Peh, then Yeshkach Lakra Afilu Bikum Biaseh. A big Kiddush. Hey Mamer, but hey Mamer, that's if the whole din would have been the Rabbanan, then you can say it's only the Rabbanan, so Yeshkach Lakra. But here we even say, even if it's hey Mamer, but hey Mamer, it's a stretch. It's a din deraisa. But it's a drasha of the Chachamim, Torah Shebaal Peh. So that's Yesh Koach Laka, Afilu Bikum Biaseh.
Why is Shtar Doraisa?
Makir Shavai Leitzia, the Rambam considers that also, Pshuto Shel Mikra. Because it says, V'yotza V'hoysa. No, it says, V'yotza V'holcha V'hoysa L'Yishacher, the same Pasuk, so that's a Hekish. So the Rambam understood in the Gemara that a Hekish is also considered Torah Shebichsav. Hekish Torah Shebichsav is not. Kula Chiddush, a lot of Chiddushim in this Gemara. Okay, we saw the Gemara. Okay. Then the Mishnah tells you all the dinim. So the Mishnah gave the case. An Eid Echa comes, the husband is missing for the longest time. And the wife does not know whether he's alive or dead. An Eid Echa comes and he testified the husband is dead. So the Bezdin says, you can rely on Erech, but you better check it out. And then they tell her, if it turns out that the husband is still alive, you're going to have a lot of penalties. So she's supposed to check it out on her own. So the Mishnah says, if the husband comes back, turns out that Erech had made a mistake, or he told a lie, whatever, the husband's really still alive. So the husband comes back, Teitze mizeh mizeh, Tzricha gech mizeh mizeh, and all the various dinim. So the Mishnah says, one of the dinim is, when the wife dies, neither the first husband, that's her real husband, nor the second husband, we make believe midirabbanon as if she's married to the second husband. She needs to get midirabbanon from the first husband she's married to minatera. Second husband she's not, that she's an ish, she's used to the first husband. Minatera, she can't be married to the second husband. But mishum arisayin, shema yom megirish zeh minasa zeh, to say she heard to beloy get. So they said she needs to get from the second husband. So the Mishnah says, neither the first husband, when the wife dies, neither the first husband nor the second husband is alive. If the first husband is a Kohen, and the second husband also a Kohen. We thought that the first husband died. We thought she's an Alman. Alman is permitted to marry a Kohen. So the first husband is a Kohen, the second husband is a Kohen. So a Kohen is not allowed to be metame to his wife. It's an Isha Asur Aloy. The wife is one of the Zayin Kohen that the Kohen is metame to, but that's only an Isha Hamuteris Lo. So the Gemara says, Minolan, Pushtek, where does it say that? That if the husband is married to Isser, he's not allowed to, and the wife dies, the husband is not allowed to be metame to the wife. And the Gemara, Dechsiv, Nefesh Leitam, Abel, Avkim, the Shera, HaKorbe, Lovi, Omar, we have a tradition, Shero, Zu Ishto, that's the Pasuk that tells us the Kohen is metame when the wife dies, Dechsiv, and then there's another Pasuk that says, the Kohen should not be metami to his wife lehechalo under certain circumstances if the time that he's married to the wife it's mechal al his kedushas kuna. So you see from that pasuk leitame bal biyamav lehechalo, you see yesh bal shemitame v'yesh bal sheni metame. Sometimes the husband is metami to the wife when she dies, sometimes not. Oh, ketzad, what's the rule? So the rule is metame l'ishtik shera. If he's married to the woman beheter, then he's obligated to be metame. That's one of the zaykra men. Metame l'ishtik psula. If he's married to the woman beiser, he's not allowed to live with her, then he's not allowed to be metame. That's a pasuk. Leitame bal biyamav lehechalo. It means the husband is, bal means a husband. The husband is not, if the husband is a kohen, this is the beginning of Parsha Samor, by the din of Tumas Kohanim. So the husband is not permitted to be mitame to his wife when she dies if it's bi'amov, if she's a meis mitzvah, so she's Jewish. If he's on the highway and there's nobody else there, no cell phone, the wife dies, he's mechuyev to be mitame to the wife because it's a meis mitzvah. But if it's bi'amov, like the husband is not allowed to be mitame to the wife who died if it's bi'amov, if there are other people there, if it's lehechalo, if the marriage is such that during the time that he was married to the wife, the marriage to the wife was mechala his kedushas kuna. He was married to her b'issa. So then he's not allowed to be metame. So over here, neither the first husband nor the second husband is allowed to live with her because we treat her like a soita. Min ha-Torah, she's not a soita. Min ha-Torah, she's considered neshes isha zinsa ba'oinas because the Erecha told her that the husband is dead. And the Bezin said, itiruli nasi, she's allowed to remarry. So she married Beheta. So she's not a seita. But midirabbanan, we say, the bezin won, so you better check it out, because if it turns out that the husband is still alive, we're going to penalize you. So that's the penalty. So we treat her like a seita. The din is a nation, since she's in, so asur al baile, asur al baile. So she's not allowed to go back to the first husband. He's the baal. Seita asur al baile. She's not allowed to live with the second husband. He's the baal. So for both husbands, she's married menatora to the first husband. To the second husband, it's only a make-believe marriage midirabbanan. So, of course, it's not allowed to be metame. Menatora, she's not married to him. But we say they're both. She's a soita lebal and a soita lebal. So neither is allowed to be metame to them. The Raivin has a commentary. There's a Pirush Raivin on the Torah Kohanim by the regular Raivin, by the one who wrote the Hasogas Raivin on there. There are a few different Raivins, but this is our Raivin. The famous Raivin. So the Raivin translates the words Leitamet Bal Biyamav Lehechalo. The husband is not allowed to be metamet to his wife if the nature of the marriage is such Lehechalo that he was temporarily mischalel menakuhuna. Usually we have a din that a kohen who marries a grusha does not become a cholol. The husband, if they have children, kohen marries a grusha, kohen gadol marries an almana, so the children will be cholol. But the husband who is married to the woman, the kohen husband is married to the grusha, does not become a cholol. But there's a Mishnah in Bechoris that says that if a kohen is married to a grusha, we don't allow him to be makar karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Pasha Pshat in the Mishnah, that's a penalty in the Rabbanan. You want to pressure him that he should divorce the wife. So we say he's not allowed to be makar karbonis. And then in the tour in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchus Duchening, Hilchus Nesias Kapayim, and Hilchus Kriyas HaTorah, so the Torah quotes a machlokes from the Gaonim, whether the penalty in the Mishnah that the Kohen is married to an Isser, a woman, the Isser, is not allowed to be makar karbonis, does it only apply to Hakrobas karbonis? Or is there a penalty also? He's not allowed to get the first Aviyah and not allowed to duchen. So in Shulchan Aruch, they accept the psakis, the penalty goes on duchening and on getting the first Aviyah as well. You don't allow him to act like a Kohen at all. The Mishnah Berurah asks, he doesn't know why the Shulchan Aruch passed like that, because Rov HaGa'onim, Rov HaRishonim hold Natsa. Rov HaRishonim hold the penalty was only with respect to HaKrobos Karbonos. There never was a penalty when it gets to getting the first Aliyah, when it gets to Duchening, and should let him Duchen. So he asked Akasha, he doesn't understand, but that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. So we usually learn that din in the Mishnah, it's a penalty in the Rabbanon. So the Rabbit has a whopper of a Chiddush. He learns that's a din deraisa. That's the pshat in the pasuk. Leitame bal bi'amav lehechalo. The husband is not permitted to be metami to his wife when she dies, if she caused him to be temporarily nischalel. Kolzman is married to her be'iser. He has a temporary status of a cholol. That's why he can't duchen. He can't get the first aliyah and can't be makor karbonis. Not just the penalty when he gets to hakrobas karbonis. He's temporarily nischal min ha'torah. It's a chiddush.
The kohen is married to a gerusha. So he cannot do the Yavoida. Now, is there a difference if this Gerusha dies, or if he's Megarisha, he divorces her? Or is it makes no difference? Now, if he divorces her, he did tshuva. Whereas if she died, he didn't do any tshuva. Nevertheless, in either case, he can continue with the Yavoida.
The Mishnah says that he has to promise, he has to take a shvua that he's never going to marry another Gerusha. He has to divorce her. The Mishnah doesn't talk about if she died. The Mishnah says we force him Bezdin when Aguda will be running the government in Eretz Yisrael, so if it'll be reasonable, if it's unreasonable, he can't do it. If the Aguda of the Jew religious parties will run, we don't believe in a democracy. You're kaifed people to observe the mitzvah, so we're going to force the husband to divorce his wife, and he has to promise, he has to commit himself never to marry a grusha again. So then we allow him to be makor karbonis. But some she died, simple reading of the Mishnah is we wouldn't let him duchen. We wouldn't let him be makor karbonis. He has to commit himself to promise that he's going to observe the dinim. Yeah. There was a Tamachachim from Europe had a chiddush that what if the kohen is married to a nachris? So for sure he can't let him duchen. So he said, no, ain't kedushin tofsin. So he's not married to a no. I thought it was a joke. So this Talmud Chacham wrote a whole tshuva to explain, no, it's only if the kohen is in violation of a kahuna dika din. But if he violates a din that applies to all the Jews, so then this din doesn't apply. Yeah, but if you marry a nochris, in addition to the prohibition of intermarriage, there's another Isser Rav Zayna. Even a nochris and his gaira is a zayna l'kain. So the nochris kozman, she's still a nochris, but sure she's a zayna. So in addition to being an iser for all the Jewish people not to intermarry, it's also kohuna dika din. The pashta says the same din applies if you have a kohen married to a non-Jewish woman. You shouldn't let him duchen, unless you think. Look, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that rov ha'gaonim held l'hakel. So if you think by letting the man duchen you'll be mekarv him to Yiddishkeit, okay. So then maybe there's room to negotiate. Maybe there's room to be mekel, because Rav HaGoyim held the hakel. Mishnah Berurah thought that it was surprising that that the Shulchan Aruch says he's not allowed to do. Okay. We spoke once about this. Then the Rambam writes that the seven relatives that the kohen is metami to, six of them are min HaTorah, and Ishto is only mid the Rabbanan. The Rambam paskins that this is only an asmachta. Sheir is a ishtoi is only an asmachta. Really, menater it's not. Ein koach laka bikum v'yasei. How can a chachamim allow the kohen to be metami if menater is not metami to the wife? It's not a blood relative. The other six relatives are blood relatives. The wife is not a blood relative. He married her. So if menater, the kohen is not metami, how can they say midirabbanu we permit him to be metami to ishtar, according to the Babli's maskana? How can they permit the kohen to be metami? So there was a gemara before that we spoke about, where I had a case that the kohen marries a ktana, not through the father, not as bitan asatlish hazeh. The mother or the brothers married her off. So kedusha ktana is only midirabbanan. So the gemara asked that question: how can the chachamim declare that she's married to the kohen to the extent that when she dies, the kohen is permitted to be metamitar? And koach laka bikumia. So the gemara says, shavu rabbanan, the chachamim declared it like a meis mitzvah. Why? The husband's not going to attend the funeral. His wife died. Not going to attend the funeral. Biashanda. People say it's scandalous. What's going on over here? The husband doesn't attend. Everybody knows the husband does go. So the chachamim declared it like a meis mitzvah. So the Gemara says it in that specific case, that the kohen is married a kedushin derabbanan with a ktana. He siyua ima v'yachera. If the mother married her off, the girl is yisayma, she has no father, and the mother married her off, or the older brothers married her off, so it's only married midirabbanan. So there the Gemara says, the chachamim declared it that we consider it like a meis mitzvah. It sounds like Dovra Adayma. Sounds like they packaged it to make it sound as if it's a meis mitzvah, but it really isn't a meis mitzvah. Sounds like what Taisa said. A pebble diki gemara. So the Rambam writes that explanation. Every kohen who's matami te ishtoi is all based on shiur v'yabanan k'meis mitzvah. The Chacham declared it like a meis mitzvah. So the Raibit says, and my gemara doesn't say that. The Raibit's masking. And my gemara, it only says that by one specific case, if the kohen marries a ktana, so the whole kedushin is only midirabbanan. But if the kohen marries a gedola, it's a kedushin deraisa. So it's a din deraisa that the kohen is matami te ishtoi. Where did the Rambam come off? Where is there a source in the gemara that says that the kohen be matami te ishtoi is only midirabbanan? There is no gemara like that. So that's what the Ragachava, we must have mentioned that already. The Ragachava says there is a machlekes satanayim in Choyris, where the habal yoshes ishtoi is a din deraisa, din derabbanan. Also, it says in the Parsha of Nachlas, the Satam's Nachlas of the Sheira HaKaravelu. So Sheira is a Wishto. Okay. But there's a din of Yerusha's Habal. So that's a Machlekes HaTanayim, whether that's an Asmachte, or that's a real din there. I said, why should someone hold Ein Habal Yerusha Shishte Minatora? Why should he say the husband doesn't Yerushin? So the Mephoshim explain why. Because by that they're married, they're related. The minute a spouse dies, so the whole marriage falls apart. When my father died, he's still my father. When my mother died, she was still my mother. She's not alive anymore, but the kurva is still there. This is my mother, this is my father. But when the wife of the kohen dies, it's not his wife anymore. Let's say the kohen divorces his wife, and then the wife dies. So he's not allowed to be metame right now when she dies. It's not his wife. So even if he never divorced her, but she dies, the moment she dies, so it's not his wife anymore. The kurva disappears. There's no kurva, there's no issues with a mace. So once she dies, so that's a machlokes hatanaim. So sometime on habal yorishes ishtoi is a din deraisa. Since when she was about to die, she was still his wife. So the process of death takes place. She's still his wife. So even though now after she dies, there's no ishus, is not his wife anymore. But that's the din that the baal is yorishes ishtoi. The baal is metamed ishtoi. But the Rambam paskin, how do you pask my habal yorishes ishtoi? Do you paskin deraisa derabbanan? So that's a machlokes the Rambam and the Raibit. So the Rambam paskins the Baal Yorishes Ishta is only din the Rabbanan, because he holds from this svara that once the wife dies, so there's no kurv anymore. The whole ishus vanishes into thin air. So just like the Rambam and the Raibit is masig on the Rambam, the Raibit thinks we should pask like the other Tana, that Baal Yorishes Ishta is a din the Raisa. It's the Rambam and Hilchas Ishus, the Rambam and the Raibit, the Rambam and the Raibit, Hilchas Nachlas. They have it in two places, this machlekes. So the Rambam, that's what the Ragachava says. The Rambam is lishitasa, just like the Rambam paskins that Habal Yorishes Ishta is only the Rabbanan. Why? Because the second that she dies, there's no kurv anymore. The ishus disappears. not the same when a parent dies. It's still a parent even after they die. When a sibling dies, it's the brother, it's the sister. It's still kriyvim, just that the person is not alive anymore, but the kurva is not canceled. But over here, by issues, right. So that's the machlokes by Yerusha, whether it's the Raisa or the Rabbanon. So the Rav Gachavi thinks the Rambam understood the same machlokes by Yerusha, whether he said boin keachad or not, should carry over to a tumah. So since the Rambam the Shitas of paskins that Abal Yerusha is only with the Rabbanon, that's why he paskins that Abal Metamili is only with the Rabbanon. So he took that Gemara. The Gemara only says that when you get a man who's Mekadosh Ektana, when it's only Kiddush in the Rabban, the Gemara says we treat her like a Meis Mitzvah. The Rambam applied that to every case of Ishtai. Whenever the Kohen is Metame L'Ishtai, it's always only mid the Rabbanon, and it's based on we treat the Ishtai as if it's a Meis Mitzvah.
Rabbi, what do you do with the concept of Ishtai Kegufo? So maybe he's closer to his wife than even his other Kroven.
Absolutely is. Calls man that they're married, but once he divorces her, so they're not. So if she dies, that's like he divorced her.
Mr. Rabbanon, so the Rabbanon hold that the relationship continues? Is that the sheet or the Rabbanon?
No, it can't be. The relationship doesn't.
So why is he Yoreh? So why is he Yoreh?
He says, Boyin Keechot, since she was alive at the time that the Din of Yerusha is about to set in, he didn't divorce her before, so that's what we call Boyin Keechot. We call that Boyin Keechot. So the Rambam paskins that Yerusha is only Midi Rabbanon. So he paskins that Baal and Betame is only Midi Rabbanon.
If the
Kohen
marries a Ketana,
does
she eat
Truma? If the
Kohen
marries a Ketana mid the Rabbanon, yeah.
Does she eat Truma?
She eat Truma? She does eat Truma. So the Gemara raised the issue. So the Gemara says, only Truma the Rabbanon. In the top line on Tzadikam and Al, she can only eat Truma the Rabbanon. She can't eat Truma the Rice. According to the Babli, that we say, Ein Koach Laka Bikum V'Yasei. But he is Metamit to her because Asur can Meis Mitzvah. What do you mean? But she's not a Meis Mitzvah. So it sounds like what Tyson said, Dovra Daima, which we don't understand. Why should it be such a din of Dovra Daima? Yeah. Then the Gemara continues to explain all the dinim in the Mishnah.
Why can't you suggest that Tumah is not a kibud of the chiyuv, but it's more like a shev yaltasa. If you walk into a cemetery, you know, I mean, the Tumah, you're becoming nitma, but you're not doing anything. You're just standing in the cemetery.
No, but the Kohen walks into the cemetery, gets malchus. It's called alav she'ej ma'maisa.
Yeah.
That's called kumli asay, yeah.
Achas yishvi, it's not the lach hanisas, the ishto. Are there other kurm that will be yasser after nisas ishto? And then she shows it, there's still kurva even though she died.
Yeah. Ishavita. I'm not allowed to marry my mother-in-law even after my wife dies. I'm not allowed to marry my wife's daughter from a previous marriage, even though the wife dies.
Once it's Asir, it stays Asir. But it's not because he's Korva, it just stays Asir.
Yeah. We assume there's no Ishus Lahamisa, but still the Korva remains. Yeah, the Issach Korva remains. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, look, the din is, there's a Takanim the Rabbanim Metziyas Isha Lebailam. If a couple is married with Nisuin, and then the wife is walking in the street, she finds a $1,000 bill, so she's supposed to give it to the husband. Whatever, she finds a dollar, she finds a basket, whatever. So, So in this case, she's not allowed to go back to the first husband, not allowed to stay with the second husband. So she finds a metziah. Neither husband number one, nor husband number two is allowed to take the metziah. The Gemara says, time am I? Time am I? Omer Rabbanan. It's only a din of the Rabbanan. It's not a din of the Torah. It's only a takana the Rabbanim Metzias Yishol Abayla. Why do they make such a takana? Keich de la tevilei eva. We don't want the husband to be angry at his wife. She found a $1,000 bill. He's supporting her. He's giving her food and clothing. He gives her his paycheck that she should buy whatever she wants to buy. And then she finds money in the street. She's going to keep it. So he's going to be upset about that. He's supporting. The days of the Tanaim, the women didn't go to work. So the husband is supporting the wife. So she's going to find the Metzias. She's not going to give it to the husband. It's going to cause friction. This is what we do want. We want that the husband should divorce his wife. We want both the first husband and the second husband. We want them both to divorce their wife. This is what we want. We want they should not be happily married, that both the first husband and the second husband should give a get. This Takanas Chachamim was never instituted in such a case. Then the Mishnah says, Maisi Adeha. Let's say, there's a Takana de Rabbanim and Atar, there is no such thing as a Takana de Rabbanim. Let's say the woman types term papers at home. Or she knits yarmulkes, so she takes in laundry. She does her little odds and ends at home. So, and she makes a couple of dollars. So that's called Maisi Adeha. So they made a Takana de Maisi Adeha Labailo. Any money that the wife earns goes to the husband. That's a shayla. What if the wife is a doctor and the wife is a lawyer? She goes to work, she goes to the office, she makes a fortune of money. That's called Maisi Adeha Labailo. Maybe Maisi Adeha Labailo is only the little things that she does in the house, but if she leaves the house to go get a job. So the two quotes, one of the Rishayim, Rabbeinu Yishai, says that's not included with the din of Maisi Adeha Labailo. So we don't paskin like that. We paskin that it is included. Shayla is, what if... I remember there was a couple in Washington Heights where the husband was so eingegläubt in Breuer's, he gave every penny, he didn't have any savings, gave every penny to Breuer's yeshiva. And he was brought up by Rabbi Breuer, everything was Breuer, everything was Breuer, gave everything. The wife said, what's going to be? We have no savings. So I told the wife had a full-time job. She had a full-time job, he had a full-time job. But he gave every penny away to tzedakah. So the poskim say, if the wife wants to, she can say Kimli, even though we don't paskin like the Rabbeinu Yishaya, but she can hold on to her paycheck and put it in a separate bank account, not shared with the husband, and say Kimli Kashita's Rabbeinu Yishaya. I hold like this Rishon, and we don't paskin like that. Because we say, Amotza Mechavel of Haraya, you're not Motzi Mamon based on a Rav. So let her put the money in the savings account. So that's what she did for a couple of years. Then the husband became so turned off from Breuer's because the whole community changed. It wasn't like no matter of their heretz. So he was so upset, he walks every Shabbos to Riverdale to daven by Avi Weiss. When it's raining and snowing, he'll walk to Riverdale to because he lives right near Breuer's. He's turned off from Breuer's. Now he doesn't give a penny to Breuer's anymore, unfortunately. Everything was different. Yeah. So we paskin Maisi Adeha Labailo even if she has a job. Even if she has a regular job. And she goes out of the house to do. Even that's Labailo. So over here, neither the first husband nor the second husband is entitled to Maisi Adeha. Gemara says, why? Taima mayam rabbanim. It's only a din de rabbanim. And I thought there is no such din, Maisi Adeha Labailo. So the Gemara explains, taima may, what's the reason why the Chacham made such a takana? Maisi Adeha Labailo, mishum nekoachla mezayne. Her husband is supporting her. So if she's not going to give him Maisi Adeha, so it's going to cause friction in the marriage. Her husband, neither the first husband nor the second husband is mukhiyif to support her. We don't want him to support her. We want them to get divorced. They're not allowed to stay married together. So therefore, Maisi Adeha Labdi Bey. The Takana Maisi Adeha, the Bible doesn't apply in such a situation. Then it says, well, these are all dinim derabbanan. Mitziyasa labaylo, Maisi Adeha labaylo. These are dinim derabbanan. What about the din deraisa? A forest and dorm. A wife who takes a neder, so if it's benola benod, ine nefesh, then the husband has a right to be made for the neder. So here the Mishnah says, neither the first husband who's married to her minatara, nor the second husband who's make believe married midrabbanon, is able to be made for the neder. So it's a little unclear, is this a din deraisa, a din derabbanon? So the Gemara says, Taima mayam rahmana, this is a din deraisa, this is not a din derabbanon. Taina mayam rachmana. Why did the Torah say bal meifer? The husband has a right to the meifer in the ram. Kadesh lo tizgane. That's the logic behind it. That's why it's restricted to only nidri in and nefesh and dvarim shebino adabino. That shouldn't cause friction in the marriage. Abahachet tizgane here. We want that they should get divorced. So the husband has no right to be meifer in the dorm. So the question is this a penalty midirabon or is this a real din deraisa? This ain't a meifer in the dorm. The Gemara presents it as if it's part of the penalties midirabon. Penalty midirabon. The shayla. It could be that it's a din deraisa. It could be the following. That's the shayla. The Rambam writes, let's say a kohen is married to a grusha. So he's supposed to get divorced, kiddushin atofsin, but he's not allowed to live with her, so he has to give her a get. So the Rambam writes, because when he didn't give her a get, and she takes a neder, the Kohen husband can't be made for nedera, even though he's married the Yisr. And the same logic should apply. We want Tizgana with Tizgana. The Rambam must be quoting a Tosefta or something, that whenever a person is married the Yisr, but Kiddushan HaTofsin, Chavilav Nedin is Kiddushan HaTofsin, so the Baal can be made for nedera. So why is only over here? So that's what we suggested when we started this sugya. We suggested when the Chumash says that Neshes Ish was Insa, so the Chumash uses the verb Vinitma'a in the Parsha Saita and says Vinitma'a. It's a very strange expression. What does it have to do with Tumah V'Tahara? Why does it say Vinitma'a? So we must have mentioned that Avnei Nezer has a fantastic Chiddush based on the Kuzari. The Kuzari is the historical novel that the Melech HaKuzarim had a recurring dream that his religious intentions are noble, but he's worshipping the wrong religion. So you should research it. He should worship the correct Kavanas Chavitzui Abba Masech Ha'enim Mitzuim. It's the wrong religion, but it's nice religious intentions. So he researched the different religions. First, he only researched Islam and Christianity. He didn't think that Judaism could be the authentic religion because the Jews were so downtrodden. But then when the representative from Islam and the representative from Christianity both said the religions are based on the Jewish religion, so then he figured he'll go to the original source. So he fell in love with the Jewish religion, and then the end of the story was that he converted, and he had the whole cabinet converted, and then the whole nation converted. I mentioned that a couple of years ago when communism collapsed, when 1991 or something, when communism collapsed, the whole time when communism was in control in Russia, they didn't allow publication of any historical studies about the Khuzarim, because the Jews were controlling a big section in Russia. So the communist government didn't want the world to know that the Jews were ruling a big chunk of Russia. And after communism collapsed, then they were free to publish what they wanted. They had a big article on the New York Times. Could you believe it? There was a period of time the Kuzarim really existed. It's not a problem, I say. They really existed. The Jews were running, they were all Gerim, and the Rabbanim from Spain were in contact with them. They used to send them Rabbanim every so often. They used to correspond with them, letters. They were guiding them. The Jews were running the government in a big chunk of Russia. So in the Sefer HaKuzari, Rabbi Yehuda Levi, who's a Talmud of the Rif, Rabbi Yehuda Levi writes this historical novel. He tries to reconstruct what could it be, what could they possibly have discussed. The rabbi with the Melech HaKuzarim, what did they discuss? So he says, he's guessing. So he says, the Melech was asking the Jewish rabbi, I read in your Bible that whenever you touch a dead sheretz, you have to go to mikveh. So many things. A person becomes a balkari, he has to go to mikveh. I never heard that you go to mikveh all the time. You people don't live up to the Bible anyway. So what do you say? You follow the Bible? It's in the middle of the conversation. He says we follow the Bible. So you don't follow the Bible. So the melech, so the rabbi, the chover, the rabbi explains, no, I have to explain to you. The inyan of tumah is a tie to the sasser with kedushin. So if you live near the Beis HaMikdash, you want to go into the Beis HaMikdash, you want to eat korbanos, you want to eat truma, you want to eat maaser sheni, you want to enter Yerushalayim, harabai something, so tuma and kedusha is tied to the sasi. But when the Seinu HaRabim is up there, rabbi, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't live near Yerushalayim, we don't have any maaser sheni, we don't have any truma, we don't have any kachim to eat, so the whole issue of tuma v'tar is irrelevant, so that's why nobody goes to the mikveh. So he says, but I think your wives go to the mikveh. So he tell me, tumah is a tie to the sasri, because how can you insist the wives have to go? So azoktane, the women have to go to the mikveh. It's nothing to do with tumah v'tar. It's a separate din. Nidah l'bayla is a separate din. So that word, nidah l'bayla is a separate din, that's a tesis in Bavakama, in the first pair. Tesis says like that. That it's not based on tumah v'tar, it's a separate din. So the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva, where he writes, that's why the Chumash says v'nitma'a, because in marriage we say haret mukadeshes li, and the Gemara says it's a lishna de rabbanan that expression never appears in Tanakh anywhere, Arei Mekudeshet, but the concept is a concept there, Isa, that when a Jewish couple gets married, an element of Kedusha is introduced into their lives. The Gemara says, Ish v'Isha, Shechina Shrei B'neim, you have the Yud of Ish and the Hey of Isha, and it spells out Yud Kei, the Shem Hashem. And if the woman is Mezana, Tachas Baila Saita, is Mezana, it breaks the Ish's B'miktsas. Because normally there's a din, Hoel b'ishtarya ishtarya. Whenever a woman gets married and it's beheter, so the heter is locked in, she remains muteris liyolam void. Let's say a kohen marries an amona. A kohen marries an amona, is mutter. Then they want to, when he reaches the age of 60, they want to appoint him as the kohen gadol, because the old kohen gadol just retired. So can they appoint him as a kohen gadol? It's going to be a kohen gadol married to amona. So Gemara says, not a problem. Hoel b'ishtarya ishtarya. Since at the beginning of the marriage it was Beheta Gomor, so she doesn't become Asurel Baila in the middle of the marriage. But there is an exception to the rule, Saita. A woman gets married Beheter, and then she's Mizana, she becomes a Saita Asurel Baila.
It's a Maisa.
Huh?
It's a Maisa there.
But what happened to the din of Halvishtarya Shtarya? So the answer is the Ishus is broken. Usually an Ishus has, a full Ishus has two parts to it. Heta lebaila and isa lekuli alma. When the woman becomes a saita, it says v'nitmo. Why do you say v'nitmo? Because tum and kedusha are tied to the sasrit. That's what the Avnei Nezer quotes from the Kuzari. So it means it's poigim and mikzas the ishus. So the ishus only has a partial ishus. Only has the isa lekuli alma. Doesn't have the heta lebaila. So the Gemara says, therefore, let's say a man is married and his wife has an affair and he has to get divorced. And before he gets divorced, the husband dies and they never had any children. So would there be a din of Yibum HaChalitza? So the Mishnah says in Saita, on the first Perek, there is a din, it's a Gemara later on Yivamis also, before and later it's in Yivamis too. Min HaTorah she's Choletz and Shalomis Yabemis. Why? Because the Gemara says, if B'muta lo Nesra, B'asa lo Lakoshken, she was Mizane Tachas Baila, she's Asur la Baila, so the brother, the husband's brother, that it should be really an Isra Beishasach, but the Torah was Matarid, so she's Asur Labailo, she can't have a Heter to the Yovam. When a couple is married, and the husband dies, leaving no children, so the marriage had two parts to it, had an Isra Lashuk and had a Heter Labailo. When the husband dies, so there's an Isra Lashuk, Vesiyeshas Amesachuta Lizdar, and then there's a Heter to the Yovam. But if the marriage never had a heta labaila in the first place, she was a saita, and saita says v'nitma means tumah and kedusha is a tied to the sasrei. So the ishus was only lachatzoyin. The ishus, but the husband only had an isa v'kuliyama. It lost the heta labaila. So after the husband dies, the zika is only going to be a half a zika. The zika to the yama is only going to have an isa v'kuliyama. It's not going to have a heta labaila. So there the din is that she's so it could be that this din, the Rambam wrote, if a kohen is married to a grusha, he's supposed to divorce her, because when he doesn't divorce her, he can't be made for the nidor. There's only a din over here. We don't say every case where the woman is married by avera that the husband can't be matter the nidor. No, the husband can be made for the nidor, even though they're supposed to get divorced. Because when they didn't get divorced, he can't be made for the nidor. The only case is over here by the soita. We treat this woman as a Saita. So by the Saita, the Ishus is incomplete. It's the only time the Baal can be made from the Nidarm is when you have a full Ishus. Has to be an Asui, you have to have a full Ishus. It could be that this din is a din deraisa. Could be. We'll have to learn that X and the Amaris are Vaita din and important din. Okay. In this week's Sedra, we have a special Takanas Ezra. Ezra was a long time ago. Ezra was in the beginning of the Vaisheni period. So Ezra made a whole bunch of takonis. Ezra takonis, Ezra made. So one of the takonis was that we should lay the Teuchach in Kisavoy before Rosh Hashanah, the second Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. We should lay the Teuchach in Bechuk Kaisai, the second Shabbos before Shavuos. Gemara says the reason is the idea behind the Tich Lashanah Kevaseh, Toch Lashanah Birchaseh. In the Chassidish and Svartan, they say it's more than that. That on Rosh Hashanah we renew the bris with the Ribbono Shlom, Yom and the Roim. So we read about the Krisis bris between Bnei Yisrael and the Ribbono Shlom. So before the Teuchach begins, you have one of the most important mitzvahs in the Torah. The Rambam wrote a Sefer Mitzvahs. So the first couple mitzvahs, he writes, the first mitzvah we have to believe in God, you have to believe in one God, so on. Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem. So I think mitzvah number 5 or number 6, one of the, maybe the next mitzvah is to daven once a day, every day. And then comes a very important mitzvah, halachta bedrochav. That's in Perei Sedra. We should imitate the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should go in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why should we go in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because we were all created with Tzelem Elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs us to preserve the Tzelem Elokim that we have. So how do we know what of HaLachta B'Droch, what of Darchei Hashem? So the Rambam writes in the Mishnah Torah, he writes in the Mor and the Buchim as well, you have to study Tanakh and see the way the Tanakh describes the Rabban Shalom's activities. So however the Tanakh describes the Rabban Shalom, these are Darchei Hashem. Ahu Chanam, Ahu Racham, Ahu Gemel Chassarim, Ahu Kariv Mesim, Ahu Afato. So that's how the next pasuk reads. V'halachta b'drochav. You should imitate the ways of Hashem in order to preserve your Tzelem Elokim. V'ro kol ami haaretz, and when all the nations in the world will see, because the Jewish people are supposed to serve as an Or L'Hagoyim, the Navi Yeshaya says, we're supposed to serve as an Or L'Hagoyim. An Or L'Hagoyim as far as what is concerned. What, as far as Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpacha, that's for us, that's not for them. An Or L'Hagoyim, in V'halachta B'drachav, we should preserve our Tzelem Elokim. They should try to preserve their Tzelem Elokim also. We should have a decent work ethic. We should have a proper government in Eretz Yisrael. We should have the chief rabbi shouldn't be sitting in prison, and the Rosh HaMemshalah shouldn't be sitting in prison. And the Chavi Knesset shouldn't be indicted on Gnevei Shishtik, but not doing a good job of it. So we're supposed to be Or L'Hagoyim as far as this is concerned. So V'ro Kol Ha'aretz, when all the nations of the world will see, and we're supposed to serve as Or L'Hagoyim, Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha, that we have succeeded in preserving the Tzelem Elokim that we have, and they can do the same thing. They also have Tzelem Elokim. Chaviv Adam Shemibu B'Tzelem, Pashib Shatu Umas Adam also have Tzelem Elokim. Some of the Rishonim write, the Rabbi Yehuda Halevi seems to assume in the Kuzari, that the Chaviv Adam Shemibu B'Tzelem goes on Adam Arishon, doesn't go on all of mankind. And then he says, this Tzelem Elokim, this Inyan Elokim, was only transmitted to one of his children, Adam Sheisanish Kenim Halala Yerut Chanoich, goes down to Noach, then to Avram Avinu, then to Yitzchak, then to Yankov. They didn't all have Tzelem Elokim. Only then Yankov was Mitosa Shleima. So all the Jewish people have Tzelem Elokim. But most of them, of course, do not learn like the Rabbi Yehuda Halevi must learn. Chavonim should never be Tzelem. All the Yom Tzelem also have Tzelem Elokim. That's a simple pshat over here. All Kalami Horetz, but all the nations of the world will see that you have succeeded in preserving your Tzelem Elokim, and they also have Tzelem Elokim. They can also preserve theirs. V'yoru mimeko, they will learn from you, the Umas Salam will learn from the Jewish people how to act with Yirash Amai. That's how they quote from the Vilna Gaon, the Pshutos on Mikra. The Gemara has an additional, Gemara has in many psukim additional levels of interpretation. So the Gemara has one of the additional levels of interpretation. When all the nations in the world, we see that we're wearing Tfilin Shel Rosh, Shem Hashem Nikra Alach, we're wearing Tfilin Shel Rosh. Rashi says, why is Tfilin Shel Rosh called Shem Hashem? Because the Shel Rosh has a Shin, and then the Kesher is a Dalet, then the Shel Yad has a Yud. So 2/3 of the Shem, Shin, Dalet, Yud, appear on the Shel Rosh. That's Shem Hashem Nikra Alach. And when we wear the Tfilin Shel Rosh, they'll be afraid to start up with us. For Yorub Mimekah. So the Vilna Gaon says, that's an additional level of interpretation. That's not Pshutos Shel Mikra. Pshutos Shel Mikra means when they will see that we have succeeded in preserving our Tzelem Elokim, that's why there's a mitzvah of Halachta B'Drochav, to preserve the Tzelem Elokim that we were born with. So Yoram and Mecca, they should learn from us how they too should act with Yerushalayim. But we have to act first. We have to preserve our Tzelem Elokim. That's a very important mitzvah.
What we just spoke about with the Kesher. I know the Rav Soloveitchik was very outspoken that it should be a dalet and not a square. And he said that's one of the things you should change your minute for. So what happens if someone has a minute, you know, the square? I mean, there are many dayists who say, hey, how are you?